This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Matt Levin taking one for the team there. All right, this next one kind of goes hand in hand with the Fed's recent spate of interest rate increases. The National Association of Realtors says June pending home sales, that is contracts signed, to be clear, the number of them fell 8.6% last month. That's from May, the latest in a string of indicators that the, shall we say, robust housing market we've come to know during the pandemic is finally cooling off. So what's it like to be out there trying to buy or sell a home right now? Marketplace's Savannah Marr has some dispatches from the shifting American housing market.
Josh Landon started house hunting in the suburbs of Tampa in early March.
We were finding that the market was crazy, that houses were being listed and contracted in 24 hours.
So when another buyer backed out of purchasing a new home under construction, Landon scooped it up. He signed a contract in April, but while he waited for construction to finish, he noticed a shift in the building company's promotional emails.
The incentives have been increasing and prices were decreasing.
He talked the company into letting him cancel his initial contract so he could take advantage of the new deals.
We got a nicer house and a better subdivision for less money.
As mortgage rates have started to rise, the housing market has cooled off drastically, says Lawrence Yoon, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors.
It does feel like someone just switched the light off.
With higher rates pricing lots of potential buyers out, he says those left on the market can afford to be pickier. And some sellers, like Mark Abermosky, weren't prepared for that. He put his house outside Madison on the market in April.
We were basically told we would list on a Thursday, we would do an open house Saturday, we'd take offers on Monday, and it would be sold on Tuesday.
3 months and a few failed deals later, the house is finally under contract. Mickey Maynard is feeling that whiplash too. She listed her mom's condo in Ann Arbor in early May.
The market that we had expected to compete in literally vanished in a week.
That condo is still on the market, and Maynard has had to lower the price and do some home improvements to attract buyers. Concessions she didn't expect to make just a few months ago. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.